least, I might say the least, the least of all sins. Maybe it is one. When it is grown to sin, it is the greatest. Somebody say the greatest among the birds. And it becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Which indeed is the least. If you didn't say it the first time, say the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Everybody just runs against each other. And if you don't get what's called a plurality, 51% of the vote, the two top voters, no matter what their political affiliation is, then those two run against each other. So two Democrats could have run against each other, two Republicans could have run against each other for this seat because it was special runoff, but he was the leading because if you try to make people feel great, you know, one of the things that's disturbing about the
when he became Prince of Heaven, he said that there was a cool thing, that there was a great authority in life, but the Spirit of God was in that house. The Spirit of God was in that house. The Spirit that has anointed me to preach the gospel, set the liberty free. That Spirit that was in that house called Ebenezer called this man to fight for all. Thank you. what pitch you might have to cross back over. That same bird that tried to come steal and destroy, that same bird that tried to take away what God had for you, that same bird one day will have to come dead and find shade and comfort and solace when the rain and when it was torn. That same bird will come rest at the top of your tree. That's why the Bible says he will make your enemies your footstool, because every now and then, people who get you wrong, anybody had a relationship, had a husband, had a girlfriend, who had to come and apologize and say, I'm sorry for what I did for you. The only thing they were doing was coming and resting right there in your tree. Anybody got a supervisor that got fired because you knew they were doing wrong, and you were doing all their work, and they had to come back and apologize? You got a fruit basket out of nowhere. That's from that bird came back and landed on your tree. When you do right, God will expand your territory. In your life. Sometimes that tree that you're growing, that tree is to help you and your friends. Don't have no friends that won't celebrate your success when you grow tall as a tree. Don't have no friends that can't celebrate when your little mustard seed becomes a big tree. Don't have no friends that when you get a new car, don't say, girl, come pick me up. Don't have no friends when you move into your house, don't bring you no housewarming gift. Don't have no friends when you get a new boyfriend and they do a double date. Don't have no friends who get mad when God has increased your territory. If they can't celebrate with you, they are picking up and they got to move on out the way. Get out of my tree, because you ain't here for me. They come and celebrate what God has for me. If God has for me, don't you know he's also got it for you? Because I'm not celebrating one more. Celebrate where you come from. Celebrate the hell you've been through. Celebrate your parents' life. Celebrate even though your dad was an alcoholic. You made it! The Bible says that the birds will come largely. I'm glad about it. Because even those birds are trying to steal your joy. They found solace and comfort in your profane development. I'm happy today. Like King said, we got some difficult things ahead. But I'm not worried about that now. We've had tough days. But I've been to the mountaintop. Like any man, I want to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not worried about that now. Because God has allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen some there at the promised land. I cannot make it there with you. But I want you to know today, Praylon, that we as a people will make it to the promised land. That's why I'm not worried about any man. For mine eyes, I said mine eyes. I don't know about you today, but even my eyes have seen the coming of the Lord. And we as a people will make it to the promised land. Well, you don't might remember what King said, but maybe you might remember what James Cleveland said back in the 1970s. He asked the question, where is your faith? The Bible says that you just have faith the size of a mustard seed. He says you can look at the tree mustard, the mountain, and tell the mountain be moved. But the only way that you can have the mountain move is you have faith. And so I leave you with that question. Where is your faith? He said, I heard you've been sick. Tell me about it. I heard you've been poor. Tell me about it. I heard you're out of work. Tell me about it. Say you're out of money. Tell me about it. And when you're down to your last dime, ask the question, where is your faith?